Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to one of my favorite people on the planet, Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Good to have you back on the show.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you.
And Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, by the way, folks. She joined us in 1998. That was our first year on the air, and so that makes her a founding member. Grace Marie, we're going to talk about healthcare issues in the following two segments, but this segment, I want to do something a little bit different, from what you and I usually talk about, and that is I want your thoughts on what happened in Libya, in Benghazi, Libya, when our consulate was attacked, four people were killed. I'm very upset about the fact that this has happened. It's essentially no less than an attack on our soil. On the anniversary, the 11th anniversary of September 11th, 2001, and yet the president has not had one press conference. He's not spoken directly to the public about this. There have been so many conflicting stories about this, and I'm really upset about the administration. I'm very upset about the mainstream media for their lack of coverage of this, their lack of curiosity, let alone indignation. This is very troubling to me, Grace Marie, that something like this could happen. Four people are dead, and this is not being discussed. What do you think?
Well, Jim, you know, I used to be a journalist, and I could not be more upset about this. I'm absolutely appalled that last night the email broke. I actually, mm-hmm. Fox News did cover it. That officials at the White House and State Department knew 2 hours after the attack began.
It was still it was in the middle of the attack, while the attack was going on.
They knew that an Islamic militant group had claimed credit for the mm-hmm. attack, mm-hmm. and they knew it was underway. Didn't do anything. They had troops an hour away, 400 yeah. miles away. They could have gotten there in an hour. They could have flown, you know, fighter jets over the
there
compound
are people,
and scare them.
There are people.
There are things they could have done.
There are assets in our military arsenal that can inject fighters into a situation. My son was one of those once upon a time. And where they load them up and they drop them in literally out of the sky.
Absolutely, and we could have done that and stopped it.
They could have. They knew about this. The folks, if you don't know this, that attack, that assault, went on for approximately 7 hours.
And we knew about it 2 hours into it.
In real time.
Christopher Stevens was still alive. U.S. Ambassador.
Yeah.
Stevens was still alive
yep.
when he was found 7 hours later. It is absolutely incomprehensible to me that when the United States government, a mission of the United States, a U.S. representative, was under attack, that the White House, the State Department, the Department of Defense
yeah.
did nothing to yeah. go help them. It is unfathomable
and
to me.
But not only that, even now, though, for weeks afterwards, we kept getting conflicting diversionary stories out of the government,
and I
don't understand that.
I almost think, Jim, that's part of the camouflage. They want us to talk about whether or not it was a terrorist attack or whether or not it was in response to this
right.
video that's on California. That's a big issue, because if in fact they did know 2 hours afterwards, and the Situation Room is one of the recipients,
mm-hmm.
The White House Situation Room, of the email saying that it was a militant attack,
mm-hmm.
a terrorist attack, then they did know. But even more than that is when you know that U.S. citizens are under attack in a U.S. mission, and you do nothing, and you watch it, because there were drones.
They were watching it real time. They did nothing. And
above, and they were watching it.
Well,
and and also that they knew that this was an unstable situation,
folks,
and then they still didn't do anything.
We have to keep asking questions about this. This is a very
goodness.
Serious issue.
It is serious.
And America deserves to know what happened, what really happened, and it's got to come out, because this... Folks, Watergate is something we're still talking about. No one died. We need to point out that no one died in Watergate. And in this case, not so much, unfortunately. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got to keep the heat on this, regardless of who's involved. This is not a political party issue, folks. This is something we've got to get to the bottom of, regardless. 20 till. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.